shall reach y'all.
Thank you.
man were called Captain. I didn't know who she was at that time, but she was a good friend of my mother, played the piano with Maddie Gilbert. Her Cadillac was too long to come through the street, so they would park it on Monroe Street. I lived in Monroe Hope. Mother became friends with her at McDonald 24 Elementary School, where both of them studied. Even after Mahalia became famous, my mother would visit her in Chicago many times. I didn't know who she was then. Hallelujah, I know who she is now. Somebody say that.
not be realizing it today.
And Paul, like Rochelle has said before, we need to stop and think about where we are and why we are. Most of us take everything for granted. But we see by your presence in this tent today that you're not taking anything for granted. But whenever this song is sung, you need to listen to the words, not just as an essence, but really pay attention to what the words are saying and put it in here, because you should know that. He's got the whole world in his hand. 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 He's got you and me, brother. In his hand, he's got you.
The whole world in his hands.
you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this next song is a song that I think we all can relate to. And every time I sing this song, I haven't gotten into it yet, but I'm already running. It's one of those songs that Mahalia used to do back in her day. I never had that pleasure of knowing her the way Mara and her mom did, but I knew her the way we all knew her, through her work. And I don't think there was any person, past or present, who could put a song across with the spirit that Mahalia did. That woman sung from somewhere down deep in that no one has been able to match. And I don't even want to try, but I know what she was singing about because I try to live the life that she walks. I thank God that every day that He's taken my hand and guided me through this life. If someone would have told me 50 years ago that I would still be able to do what I'm doing with the joy that I do it with, that brings joy to so many of you, I don't know what I would have been. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, you just may not know, but there's a man sitting up here on this stage who did know Miss Mahalia Jackson very well. Mr. George Wein put her in a little area of Congo Square when he first started the Jazz and Heritage Festival. He said Mahalia took over that whole square singing her heart the praises of God. And what she did is she passed it on down to us. Marvel, Rochelle and I, we're just passing it on to you the way we feel it, the way we were brought up to understand what faith is all about. I found out one day when I was singing this song, we really don't know. We really don't know what God is doing for you until you let yourself be a part of what He is. That's it.
that's not. Oh. Oh. music. I remember the hard work and the love I put into a CD that I recorded back in 1996. And my producers and the folk at the company was trying to promote it. And I was thinking seriously about switching over. And I was doing fine with it, because you know every Sunday when I'm not out here working somewhere, you can find me at 2216 3rd Street at Old Baptist. And I felt since God had brought me such a long, long way, I was obligated. He didn't ask. I felt obligated to give him thanks. And I wanted to start singing gospel music regularly so bad. There was some way in the northern part of the country, they had brought it to one of those stations there, and the DJ had the audacity to ask him, was I a Christian? If he had taken the time and looked on the back of that CD, my pastor wrote my liner notes. I don't think he would have stuck his neck out or put his collar on the fence if he didn't believe I was a Christian. I may not walk around shouting hallelujah every day to everybody. I may not walk around saying praise God to everybody I run into. But I try to walk and live and show that I'm a Christian by treating my fellow man the way I want to be treated. I take time for people. I want people to take time for each other. I'm going to send this every opportunity I get, every Sunday, every way I can. Yes, I say my rhythm and blues, but it was God that gave me the voice. And it's why I'm here today singing the praises of who I know from whence my talent came. So don't doubt it. Trust him. I'm a living witness and a testimony that he's worthy of being trusted. Thank you. because it was a bit wordy, but I wanted to do it so bad, I got the words right here in front of me. You know, I don't have no shame in my name. The words aren't taught when you're singing gospel. This is one of Mahalia Jackson's signature songs. Nobody can sing it like she sung it. But if you sing it, you'll find a way. It's one of those good ones that he used to say. I'll ride over.